Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Payment in Blood by Elizabeth George, narrated by Davina Porter. Chapter 1.
Gowan Kilbride, aged 16, had never been much for early rising. While still living on his parents' farm, he had grumbled his way out of bed each morning, letting everyone within hearing distance know, through a variety of groans and creative complaints, how little to his liking the life of husbandry was. So when Francesca Gerard, the recently widowed owner of the largest estate in the area, decided to convert her Scottish great house into a country hotel in order to recoup upon the death duties, Gowan presented himself to her, the very man she would need to wait on tables, officiate behind the bar, and oversee a score of nubile young ladies who, no doubt, would eventually apply to work as serving girls or maids. So much for fantasy, as Gowan soon discovered, for he hadn't been employed at Westerbray a week before he realised that the workings of that immense granite house were to be orchestrated solely by a contingent of four. Mrs. Gerard herself, a middle-aged cook with too much growth of hair on her upper lip, Gowan, and a 17-year-old girl newly arrived from Inverness, Mary Agnes Campbell. Gowan's work possessed all the glamour commensurate with his position in the hotel hierarchy, which is to say that there was virtually none. He was a factotum, a man for all seasons of travail, be it working the grounds of the rambling estate, sweeping the floors, painting the walls, repairing the ancient boiler on a bi-weekly basis, or hanging fresh wallpaper to prepare the bedrooms for their future guests. A humbling experience for a boy who had always seen himself.